Remember who you are, day 8. If you truly loved yourself, how would you act right now? Welcome to week 2 of Remember Who You Are. How do you feel? Are you feeling the truth of how amazing you are? Are you seeing your powerful, deeply loving soul more clearly? If so, that's great. Keep going deeper each day into yourself. Your soul is deep, and the practice of deep connection with yourself can grow more profound throughout your life. If not, that's okay too. Don't give up. Stick with the practice. Remember, by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. It's very common not to notice changes that are happening to us as they happen. A lot of change is imperceptible because it happens slowly over time. Think of this like you're building a house out of bricks. Every time you say, "I love myself," you're laying down a brick. And every time you look in your eyes and say, "I forgive you and I love you completely," you're spreading some mortar to connect those bricks. You can't always see much progress as you're laying the bricks, but every little thing you do in a positive direction is helping. Trust the process. Do the action to create the habit, morning and night, even if you don't feel amazing. When you step back and observe at some point, you'll see how all those little daily actions have stacked up and created something beautiful. After about a month, you'll have a habit that is yours to keep. There is immense power in owning positive habits. With a habit, before you realize it, a year has passed and you've been connecting with yourself and loving yourself consistently for an entire year. You will then see clearly that great things have happened in your life and heart as a result. In all likelihood, you will see results much sooner, but be patient. Do the process faithfully. Now, a few more words of wisdom from an inspired individual. Quote, "If you make friends with yourself, you will never be alone," unquote. Maxwell Maltz. Why is it that so often we find ourselves trying to escape from ourselves? We do it in so many different ways. Here's a tip for you. When you notice yourself taking your favorite habitual escape route, use that as a reminder to love yourself. For example, if I'm procrastinating something hard, like writing this book, a typical escape route is to walk into the kitchen and eat something, or to check in on a myriad of distractions on my computer. Think about your common escape routes for a moment. What do you tend to do to avoid difficult things or procrastinate? Next time you notice yourself doing your typical escape route, stop and say, "If I truly love myself, would I do this thing right now? No, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself." I found when I start slipping into escape mode due to overwhelm or other negative emotions, it's hard for me to want to look in the mirror. A good practice is to make this decision and commitment to yourself. When it's hard to look in the mirror, that means I must do it. When I feel like escaping, one of the best things I can do for myself is go to the nearest mirror, look into my eyes, and start a dialogue like this. "How do you feel? How do you want to feel? I love you. You are awesome. Do you really want to do this, or are you escaping some negative feelings? I forgive you for whatever you may have done to contribute to this negative feeling. I love you. You rock. I believe in you and your greatness. I forgive you for your weaknesses and love you anyway." Make friends with yourself. Be kind to yourself. In addition to repeating, "I love myself," it's a wonderful thing to get real with yourself throughout the day and check in often. I keep a big mirror right by my desk for this very purpose. If I start feeling down at all, I sit back, take a long, deep breath. Then I look over and remind myself how awesome I am and that life is truly amazing. I start feeling grateful. It shifts my emotions to a more positive place very quickly. It's an amazing thing to be in a loving relationship with your own self. When you treat yourself as a loving friend, you can always have a loving companion. That companionship with your own powerful, loving, amazing soul will replenish your storage tanks of inner confidence, purpose, and peace. Remember who you are. Love yourself. Make today amazing.